Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
This is Adam.
Hey, Adam. This is Ruben Goldstein at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good, good. I just spoke to... Good and extremely busy, to be honest. I just spoke with your assistant, Kristen Kretel. So you're working with Kristen at the Swift Equipment Sales. Is now an okay time? Are you driving? Are you in your office?
No, you're good. You're good.
Cool, cool. And by the way, your voicemail is full.
It is always full.
I have someone beeping through. Let me give me 10 seconds here, if you could. I'm sorry. Hi, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that. So I just want to go over the file. I also know I can go over a few basic credit information, but if I'm working with your assistant here, do you mind if I kind of go over the credit in full, or do you want me to just go over that with you?
You can go over it with her also.
Okay, cool.
So what do you got?
All right. So we process your personal credit. We run Experian. And right now, are you familiar with your credit profile, kind of what's going on?
Pretty much, and I do have a company that's working on one last thing for me. But yeah.
Okay. I saw this. I saw that you have a 606. I think kind of just the elephant in the room here is that you've got a mortgage that seems like they're still reporting as past due.
Actually, so the thing is that is going to come off. The house is sold. So it's
gotcha.
It's done, and I do have a copy of the thing that says paid in full.
Gotcha. I'm having two people beat through me. I'm going to put my phone in non-disturb, or it's going to go drive me crazy. Give me 1 second here, please.
Okay.
All right. Hopefully, everyone will leave
okay,
me alone.
Okay. So when you get off the phone with me, if you can get with Kristen can send you a copy of the deed and everything that says paid in full.
Okay, so just so you know, I can't kind of go, I'm not going to fight the credit reporting agencies, I'm not allowed to, but I want to walk you through what options I have. I see this a lot, actually, so this is not, you know, my first rodeo. What I want to go through is kind of the program that I get you approved, you business qualified for, and walk you through some options, and then take it from there. And I also understand this is a newer business, you have this is a newer business, you started last year, correct?
Yeah, the sandblasting business is 1 year old, and the powder coat is 15 years old.
Oh, okay, hold on. So there's two different businesses here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So let me get some information. So Strip It Media Blasting, what's the other company called?
Powder Coating Plus.
Okay. Are they both owned by you?
Yes.
All right. And Powder Coating Plus, is that an LLC, a sole proprietorship, or a corporation?
It's a corporation.
All right. So Powder Coating Plus, Inc., is that at the same address as your other business?
Same address.
Okay. All right. And what are the revenues for that company?
Million a year.
Okay. And which company is using this equipment?
Strip It.
What's the difference? What did each company do?
Strip It is doing work for Powder Coating Plus. It's a sandblasting business that prepares the metal for the powder coating business.
So it's just for liability, for like insurance, right?
No, it's for restoration.
No, I'm saying why are the companies separated, I was saying?
Oh, because it's two different businesses. Because one, the sandblasting business does other things too. It does, you know, it goes out and does concrete restoration, does swimming pool restoration, does restoration on a whole bunch of different things. So it's I have managers for the sandblasting and I have managers for the powder coating. It was too much to have it all one.
Gotcha.
So I just separated them.
And then the reason I ask is when I see you're a one-year-old business, but then I see a lot of equipment financing inquiries that are older than a year, my brain kind of just spools up a little. So I see that you applied for credit and a lot of actually 2015 for some equipment financing. Do you have any current equipment financing agreements?
No, I've already paid off everything. So I have two $50,000 machines that are already paid off.
Okay, and were those done with a company called Direct Capital or MD Capital Partners by any chance? Because those are some of the inquiries I see on your credit.
No.
Okay. Nope. All right. And have you recently financed any, done any, and I'm sorry for all the questions, just makes the process simple. Have you recently financed any equipment for the business or no?
not recently. The startup is already paid off.
The startup's already paid off.
I put $100,000 into startup, and that's already paid off.
Okay. Cool. All right. So let me kind of walk you through the options that I think Bank of Cardiff can provide. My goal is not to be pushy. I actually help run our equipment finance division. It's just to give people real answers so they can have realistic expectations. So there's a few different products we provide, and this is kind of my thought process. Equipment financing, our program is heavily weighted on time and business. I understand that this equipment is being used by the stripping company, not the pattern cutting company, but if we can do what's called a cross corp, it might be able to actually get you some better terms. Additionally, I just also wanted to verify the motivation behind having this equipment.
I want to make it a high price on the payment.
Okay.
I want to make a high price payment because I want to pay it off within a year and a half.
Okay, that's not a problem. And I understand you're renting this equipment for $150, so it's kind of
$150 a day. It's killing me.
Okay.
But it's not killing me. But it's stupid. It's just a waste of money.
How long have you been renting it?
Since Friday.
Since Friday, okay. And then, yep. I know this equipment's quite a bit older. How old, this equipment's a bit older, how long?
It's a diesel engine, so it'll last forever. Diesel will, as long as I do maintenance on it, it'll last me 20 years.
Okay, all right. And then, in terms of what I was going to ask is, we do finance older equipment. It is, though, a 15-year-old piece, which is part of the approval. How much does this equipment cost new out of curiosity, just for my reference point?
$30,000, $40,000.
Oh, so it maintains a lot of its value.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yep. Perfect. Okay, so...
So I've already tried to get Ahern Rental to sell me one. They have a different program where I have to show up to some place and do an auction type deal. I don't have the patience, or I'm going to be renting until I go to an auction whenever the auction is. So yeah. I can't do that.
Gotcha. So you're looking for something quick. Okay. So here's what I'd like to do, and this is kind of my thought process on your file. I understand your thing is you want to buy something and pay it off quickly. That's not a huge concern for me. We have a few different things. One thing we can't do, just, we are subject to certain regulations. There are some overdrafts in October, so we can't give someone, say, a six-month term usually, or little or smaller if there's any overdrafts, but I can give you something where you're going to pay it off quickly. The other thing I wanted to verify is when you do your rental right now, do you rent it on a daily basis or do you prepay a week? Because I work with customers who do both.
No, I'm paying weekly.
You're paying weekly. Okay, so you pay $750 a week.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And then when is your next payment due? Is it due on Monday or Friday? Because I'm going to see if we can get something done for you where you can avoid that next weekly payment.
Friday.
Tomorrow. Okay.
Yep.
A little under the gun on that one. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we can make that happen, but I'll do my best here. And then the other question I have is this. I'd like to follow up with Kristen and get the bank statements for the other company, not because we're going to put the loan under that company, but I think combined with the credit, if we can show some really positive revenues and some real time in business, it's going to open up a few windows for you, all right?
Okay.
So other than that, last question, do you lease your space or do you own it? And who is the lease or mortgage under, since they're both at the same address?
It's the lease with the option to buy, so I have 5 years left to buy the property, and which I am doing.
Okay, and is it under your personal name? Is it under one of the businesses or both businesses?
It's under my name.
Okay.
Personally.
And so Strip It Media Blasting, and they both occupy that Suite 107, this and the other company?
Yep.
Okay. Is there any other equipment I can't obviously promise you anything here, but is there any other equipment or capital you're looking for either business right now?
In the near future, not right this second.
What are you looking for in the near future? So I can just put a note here.
We need to get more for advertising. I need more advertising. But right now I need the machine to be able to advertise. So if I go out and put capital into the advertising without the machine, then it's
a waste.
Exactly.
You got a lot of people to call you, but it's like, hey, we've got trucks available. We do trucking.
Put the cart in front of the horse or whatever.
Yeah, the cart's rolling down the hill and the horse is chasing it. I got what you're saying.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, I can understand the credit issues. I'm going to ask your assistant just for that information. We're not really a credit repair agency, but I can understand your point. I also understand how kind of difficult it is as a small business owner to deal with credit because kind of you live by your business. One thing to verify.
I do have an agency working for me, though, on that part of it. It is for that reason because the house is paid in full.
You know, it's like I said, it's nothing that I haven't heard from before, but I can understand the frustration. One thing I wanted to verify is I'm assuming you'd like to build some business credit, so you don't want this to go into your personal credit report or put you further in debt. You're looking for a business loan credit. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I can do that for you. And just so I can note the file, once you do get the equipment, if you can get capital, about how much are you looking for?
Right off the bat, probably $30,000.
Okay. So let me follow up with Kristen, tell her what I need, and then I will holler right back at you.
Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.